In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today's Mass is being offered for the repose of soul of Anna Marie Ferrari, for Elvira Taylor, and for the families of the Uvalde, Texas, in light of the recent massacre. Today, what do we find within our scripture passage? We find that our church is trying to direct us here on this first non-spoken-for day of this new entry into this time after Pentecost, this time of ordinal time, these numbered weeks of the year, that our church directs us to Elijah, who intervenes in the life of this great widow and her son. When they bless him, what happens is that God works through him to give them a greater blessing for the rest of their lives, for the rest of their journey. When they had nothing, they gave of their nothingness first to bless God's servant. And because of that blessing of God's servant, God in turn caused that blessing to flow through him, Elijah the prophet, into them. So they were able to eat and have sustenance for the rest of the time until finally God restored all things and ended the famine, the drought within the land, and so that they were able to continue on in abundance for the rest of their lives. We see that as well, that we see a similar thing given to us where our Lord reminds you and I of who we are and what we are to be within the world. To be salt, to be light, to be that which gives season, to that which shines forth into the darkness, to make sure that we ourselves accord with what God has begun within each one of us. So that when the world sees the good things that you and I accomplish, they don't look at you and I and say, man, that Fabian is just a really great guy. So they don't say, wow, look at that. The Viescas are incredible people of faith. No wonder the Archbishop honored them with his award. That he looks at, they look at us and they see what? Wow. That Fabian, he's mostly worthless. But because God is working in him, wow, what happened there? There must be something great about this God. When they look over and see, well, we know Father Burnaby's got as many struggles. But still, good things are able to come from him. The God that he serves must be really great. And that's what we ultimately want, isn't it? That they see something of our own weakness, but out of that weakness that God is able to bring something great, so that means he must be really, really incredible. Maybe he can do something like that in me, because I'm not starting as low on the totem pole, maybe, as a Father Burnaby is. And so it is. Reflecting on the occurrences this past weekend, we can also see that within these four men who were ordained to the priesthood. When we look at Father Daniel Dupre, or when we look at Father Daryl Segura, or when we look at Father Agustin Henderson, or when we look at Father Cisneros, Andres Cisneros, when we look at them, we should be able to see, wow, these men have all sorts of gifts that have been given them, but they also have all sorts of struggles which are there, and here our Lord has brought them to this great gift of priesthood. And so when you all honor your priests, what happens is the same thing that we find here within that first reading there, because they honored the prophet, the one who has spoken of God, not because they thought that Elijah was so great or that he was so incredible on his own, but because they realized he was the one sent by God, so I will bless him first. Because of that act, they themselves received an overflow of the blessing, and so it is for the priests of the new covenant, far more than those who were the prophets of the old covenant. I share with you something that yesterday was the feast of St. Norbert, the founder of the Norbertine order there, and this is what he said and remarked about himself on the day of his ordination. You should probably note that he didn't want to become a priest. He didn't think he was worthy of becoming a priest, and so he resisted that. Later on, you would find the same thing where he also resisted being raised to the episcopacy, because he knew where he was doing good where he was. But out of a desire to do good in the places that needed such great reform, he eventually allowed himself to be made bishop there and really transformed the place. You see, up until the point of St. Norbert's call to the priesthood, he was not living a good life. He was a cleric, a man of the church, not yet a priest, but he was living a very bad life. He was giving into everything that was there. You know the prayers the priests are supposed to pray every single day, that large list of prayers, the 7 hours he's supposed to pray or more each and every day that he's supposed to do? Tell you what, he didn't pray any of them. What he did was he paid somebody money to pray them for him, as though that would somehow count for him. That's how wicked he was, and everybody knew how wicked he was. But when he got the call to the priesthood, when they said, you should be elevated to the priesthood and think about all the more money that you'll get as a priest as opposed to where you are, all of a sudden that shook him, and he realized priesthood is serious. And so after that, he began to reform his own life, and went from one moment to the next being dissolute and totally worldly to being totally given to God in great penances. People thought for a long time he was putting on an air and pretending holiness, until they saw with what devotion he kept it up from that moment on until the very end of his life. This is what he said on the day of his ordination, when he was elevated to the priesthood. He remarked about himself. He said, O priest, O priest, you are not of your own self, because you are of God. You are not of your own self, because you are the servant and minister of Christ. Priest, you are not your own, because you are the mediator between God and man. You are not from yourself, because you are nothing. What then are you? Nothing, and yet everything. O priest, take care, lest what is said to Christ upon the cross may be said of you. He saved others. Himself he cannot save. End quotation of St. Norbert on the day of his own ordination. And so it is. So is the great gift that the priesthood is, that the Lord has granted unto men, that he is only what he is because of God, that God has made him such, and God has made him such in order to be a mediator between God and man, to bring God down to man, as you will see here in this Mass in just a few moments, and as at the same moment, he will bring man to God, bringing you all in closer and more intimate, profound relationship with God himself. All your prayers, which will be lifted up in this moment, taken up to God through his holy angel, which happens to, in this moment, be in the person of the priest. And so the challenge remains for the priest, for these four men who are ordained, Father Daniel Dupre, Father Augustine Henderson, Father Daryl Segura, and as well as for Father Adrian Cisneros, as well as for every other man who is living out the priesthood now at any level of it, and all those who are called to the Lord's priesthood, to make sure that they live out what it is that they are called, for they are nothing and everything at the same time as a priest, that each should take care that what was said to Christ on the cross may not be said of them. He saved others, and yet he himself, he cannot save. Although there is some truth to that. You see, the priest, of all the power that has been given to him on heaven, on earth, that leads to heaven, he is not able to administer to himself any sacrament. And so he himself, he cannot save. This is one thing which he must entrust to God himself. Pray for your priests. Pray particularly for these four men who are beginning their first few hours in the priesthood of Jesus Christ, and pray for those who he is calling, they may answer generously to his call and entrust themselves to him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.